We turn now to Clifton Hamblin's magazine, The Bridge, a springtime note on honey bee swarms. As a beekeeper, I thought I would share a little seasonal insight into something you may spot over the next few weeks. With the lovely warm spring we have been enjoying, this is the time of year when honeybees decide it is time for a fresh start. The queen sets off with around half the hive, which means several thousand worker bees all heading out together to find a new home. If you are fortunate, you might notice a rugby ball-sized cluster of bees hanging from a tree in your garden. It can look dramatic, but there is no need to panic. Swarming bees are not in attack mode. Before leaving the hive, they fill themselves with honey in preparation for their journey. With such full bellies, they cannot bend their bodies easily to sting, so they are surprisingly calm. You can safely watch them from a comfortable distance, although how close you choose to get is entirely up to you. While the swarm rests, scout bees fly out to search for the perfect new home. They are looking for a cozy cavity, perhaps in a tree, deep enough for the whole colony to settle into. The swarm may stay in one spot for a few hours, or even a few days, while the scouts make their decision. Ideally, they will choose a natural space, but sometimes they take a liking to a chimney or a gap in a shed. That is when things become a little more complicated, so it is best to call your local beekeeping association and have a collector come and move them safely. If you do see a swarm, the first thing to check is that they are indeed honeybees. Local collectors can only remove honeybee swarms, so it is worth taking a moment to identify them properly. The British Beekeepers Association identification guide is very helpful, and there's a BBKA, the British Beekeepers Association website. You can also find your nearest swarm collector through the BBKA Swarm Collector, which can also be found on the BBKA website. Above all, stay calm, take your time, and enjoy the moment. Seeing a swarm is a special experience and a sign of a healthy, natural world. If one visits your garden this spring, consider yourself blessed. And that was written by Rob Lowe.